People are used to the suffering we see in Afghanistan. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, Director of Emergency and Rehabilitation, Dominique Bergeon, says. And the country needs urgent support to combat a major crisis in the face of drought and conflict. Close to half of the country's rural population is severely food insecure, while people reliant on agriculture for income are unable to meet their needs due to poor harvests. Mr. Bergeon said in the coming winter months, the situation is going to deteriorate. He shared his impressions from a recent mission to the city of Herat with FAO's Charlotte Lomas.
Yeah, we are, of course, very concerned with the current situation. And we see that the food insecurity situation has significantly deteriorated over the last year. We have 9.8 million people, 43% of the rural population that is facing acute level of food insecurity. It means that these people have had to cut on the number of meals, on the quality of the meals, but more importantly, that they have to also start selling their assets to cover their most essential needs.
And what's the current situation in terms of the drought, and what are the prospects of for the recently started season and the implications of this failing?
Well, the drought, actually, the problem is that a country like Afghanistan is a country that has been affected by decades of conflict. So you have a very vulnerable population that lives in a country that is one of the countries most affected by the impact of climate change. And climate change in a country like that means that there are more climate extremes. And it means that if you had a drought every 25 years, a couple of years ago, now it's becoming more and more frequent, more and more intense. Concretely, this time, it has meant that last year, there was a 70% drop in the quantity of rainfall. So it means that many people were simply not able to crop their land. So they were not able to harvest. So it means they not only do not have enough food for their own family, but they cannot even have some income that would enable them to buy food from the market. So, and when we say cannot buy food, they cannot also buy seeds for the next season. So, and this is a pity, because now, according to the forecast, there will be an El Nino phenomenon. And an El Nino phenomenon in a country like Afghanistan means that there will be normally good, if not, there is a risk of excess rain, but at least there will be more rain. So it would be important for these people to have at least the inputs for them to crop their land.
You were in the city of Herat. What were your impressions while you were there?
Well, a couple of days ago, I was in Herat, in the northwest part of the country, close to the border with Iran. That is one of the areas that has been most affected by the impact of the drought. And we went actually to a village in the outside part of the city, and we met with communities that could explain us what it means concretely, the impact of the drought. So what really struck me is that these people, I mean, they were forced to sell the oxen they normally used to plow their land. So it means that the moment you start depleting your assets to that point, it means you are really in bad condition.
And how important is the agriculture sector for the country?
Well, I mean, the agriculture sector is the backbone of the economy. Agriculture is the main livelihood of the rural population without any doubt. So for them, I mean, and you have a mix, I mean, between those raising livestock in some areas with big holders, small holders. You have also those cropping their land. And then you have the more small scale type of integrated agriculture where they do both. But I think it's very important to keep in mind that in a country like Afghanistan, I mean, agriculture is definitely the main source of livelihood for the vast majority of the population. And that, for the moment, they are coping. It's very difficult, especially that we are now entering the season where it is the planting season. So it will be a long winter until harvest that will start in June. So unfortunately, the situation is going to deteriorate in the coming month in terms of food security. So it means that they need support. They need support not only from an organization like the Food and Agriculture Organization, but also others. So it means that you have, for example, the World Food Program and others that are really there also concurrently supporting those communities.
Yes, it's a big crisis. And I'm just interested to know, how does this crisis compare, like, on the international scale? How dire is this, say, compared to other crises at the moment?
It's a very valid question indeed, because I think we tend to forget that it's one of the largest food crises in the world. If we look at the large food crisis today, we have no doubt number one Yemen, then we have the Democratic Republic of Congo. And in terms of numbers of people impacted, Afghanistan comes in third position. So it means it's definitely a big one that in terms of numbers comes before South Sudan, comes before Somalia, comes before Northeast Nigeria. So it's definitely a big one that is somehow forgotten because, you know, people are used to the level of suffering that we see in Afghanistan. Yet these people need help. They need humanitarian assistance, but they also need the type of assistance that will help them cope with the situation.
So obviously the countries you've just listed, including Afghanistan, there's a real correlation between food insecurity and conflict. What's the current security situation in Afghanistan now?
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that conflict is driving food insecurity. Absolutely no doubt about it. If you look globally, there are currently 120 million people that are acutely food insecure. 60% of them live in conflict-affected countries. And this is also the case, of course, for Afghanistan. Afghanistan has been affected by years of conflict that is eroding the capacity of the population, including of the farmer. It is more and more difficult for farmer every year to crop. Why? Because you have disruption to all the systems. It's more difficult to have access to good quality seeds. It's more difficult to market your product when circulation of products is difficult. It's more difficult to get support from the state in terms of knowledge, etc. So it is definitely becoming more and more difficult for farmers to crop their land. And this is why whenever there is a shock, like a drought that is coming at the top of that level of vulnerability, it's even more difficult. And you have, at that moment, a very big and sudden increase in the level of food insecurity.
What is FAO doing to assist Afghanistan? And what can we do more of for the country?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to help the people cope with the current situation. So FAO now has been mobilizing resources and has received level of funding that enabled the organization to help about 1.4 million people across the country with support to livestock production for about 1 million of them and support to crop production for about 400,000 of them, typically providing them with wheat seeds, fertilizers, training, etc. While for the livestock owners, it is in terms of animal feed, vaccination, etc. This is really to help them to cope. Unfortunately, vis-à-vis the needs, it's still only a part of the needs that is covered. So we need to mobilize urgently a further $30 million that will enable us to increase the number of people we assist, keeping in mind that the planting season in Afghanistan can last until March, April. So we still have time, but we need to mobilize these resources very quickly. In the meantime, as I was saying, we need to beef up our resilience building effort to really help this population better cope with these shocks in the future.